to get the distinct impression, Charlie, that Mare surface laps up over the edge of the mountains at the shoreline.
Roger, we copy. This is Apollo Control Houston at 80 hours, 56 minutes now into the flight of Apollo 11. Our current velocity reading 5,334 feet per second. Current weight of the spacecraft in orbit, 70,505 pounds.
Houston, on your comment about the Mare lapping up to the terrain, mountainous terrain, is that an impression like a lava flow coming in around a prominence, Neil, or is it more look like it's sloping up at that point, over?
It isn't true everywhere, but there are certainly places where there seems to be a slope downward toward the shoreline on the Mare. In other words, from the Mare down to the shoreline is a downward slope, indicating it might be a lava front.
Roger.
That was Commander Neil Armstrong talking to our capsule communicator, Charles Duke. Our current orbital readings show an apolune of 65.5, perilune of 53.7 nautical miles. At 80 hours, 58 minutes into the flight, we continue to monitor, and this is Apollo Control Houston.
Crossing Duke Island and Maskelyne W.
Say again, Neil, over.
We just crossed Duke Island and Maskelyne W.
All right.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 81 hours into the flight of Apollo 11, a period of relative quiet. No doubt the Apollo 11 crew quite preoccupied in preparation for the activation of the limb. During this period of relative quiet, we'll pass along heart rates from the LOI-1 burn. That's LOI-1, not LOI-2. We have yet to receive those numbers. The heart rate for the commander, Neil Armstrong, read 106. For the command module pilot, Mike Collins, 66. And for the lunar module pilot, Buzz Aldrin, we have a reading of 70. At 81 hours, 1 minute into the flight of Apollo 11, this is Apollo Control Houston.